Hello, welcome to the Film Obsessed Couple. I'm Shelley.
And I'm Scott.
We hope everyone's doing well, and we really appreciate you choosing us to listen to. Scott and I are a married couple obsessed about movies. Scott is more analytical, while I'm a little bit more open-minded. We're unscripted and unfiltered, which means we be cracking up like Rice Krispies up in here.
Is that a saying?
It is now.
Okay.
TM, that bitch.
Okay, sure. Well, if we make money off of that, then I owe you.
I thought of that one day, and I'm like, I am clever as fuck. I'm going to say that on the podcast.
Okay. Well, we did. We'll see how it turns out. If we get a check in the mail in a few weeks, then we know it worked out.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope how's everyone doing? It's spring.
Are you waiting for a response? We're not going
to
get it.
No, I'm just talking to myself. That's how I normally do. It's spring. We got to babysit a tiny little chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Yeah, but we only had him for like a couple hours and we were exhausted.
Yeah, they were like, you may have to bring him over to your house. And we're like, oh, darn, that sounds awful. But yeah, he was over here for an hour. It was exhausting. And we're like, no, we don't need a puppy.
I would love to have one. But yeah, I'm just flashback to when we got ours. We got two pretty much at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of work, especially with our German Shepherd mix, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough. She didn't really sleep, it felt like, or had problems sleeping at night when we would go to bed. And I remember one time waking up and putting her in her crate and her just crying and me walking away and be like, oh my God, I'm a terrible person.
She's got a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. Well, there was that one time where you put her in her crate, like down by the bed, and she kept crying. And so I just like sat with her. I'm like, I'm just going to sleep right here with her.
Yeah, it killed you.
Yeah, I hated it. But
we got a good thing now. I mean, she's still anxious as fuck, but calm down. We got our nice routine going, and yeah, a puppy would just really mess all that up. But
yeah,
our kids did very well. It was the puppy that didn't like them.
Yeah, which was weird. We thought he was whining, but it turned out to be his bark is how small he was.
It was his growl.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it was adorable, but. You know, anybody who's gotten, like, a new dog. I think, you know, cats. Our cat Rigby was a pain when we first got him. Mm-hmm. I never saw him sleep for, like, the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at night. But dogs are a whole other animal, basically, when it comes to training them when you get them.
Absolutely.
They've got so much energy and, like Lily, just chewed up everything we had.
Mm-hmm.
I've got books on my shelf over here because when I used to read... I don't know why I just didn't put them on my side table, but I used to just put my book underneath the bed, like where I sleep. I just kind of slide it under there and be like, all right.
Yeah.
And after we got her, I realized that she was chewing them.
Yeah. You know, she chew up an expensive pair of shoes that I have.
Yeah. And thankfully, you know, she can't get under the bed anymore. She's big enough.
Yeah. She's grown. But enough about our dogs. We could talk about them probably two episodes full.
Infinitely.
Nah. Which brings us to the movie.
Infinite.
Yeah.
With Mark Wahlberg.
So tell me, has Mark Wahlberg ever been in a really good movie?
He has. I can tell you that for sure. He was in The Departed, directed by Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
I think he even got nominated for an Oscar for that.
Shit.
But this movie here is kind of in his, like, I don't give a shit anymore. I'm just doing these movies.
Oh, he just wanted to get really buff for this movie, I think.
I think he's just always buff. In fact... You know, I think I was talking to you about this, but we know that he's, like, super religious, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think he talks about, like, praying while he works out.
Whatever works, man.
And I'm tired of seeing those ads. I don't think I've seen them very much recently, but I used to see them on YouTube before, like, a thing. And it was like, hi, I'm Mark Wahlberg. And he's like, and I'm here with Jesus. And it's like some, you know, Spanish man or Mexican man. And he's like, not the real Jesus, of course. And he's like... We just want to let you know we've got an app going right now, and it's about, you know, pray with us. And they prayed for a minute, and I looked it up, and I'm like, okay, is it a free app? Yes, it's free, but it says in-app purchases. So it's like, you're going to have to pay to pray with me and Jesus.
And I'm like, Mark, it's not Jesus, it's Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's like, Mark, I've told you I'm not Jesus. Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's spelt like Jesus, but yeah. It's not pronounced that way. Thank you.
Right.
Mark.
So, you know, it's so funny. He's like all about like, I pray like 18 times a day, and he's super religious now and stuff. But if that's true, I wonder why he did this movie, because he's like, oh, reincarnation, that's against the Lord.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's killing. There's a lot of weird stuff in here.
Well, like any true religious person, he just kind of ignores parts that he doesn't like. Because speaking of movies that are just shit, I watched The Family Plan later last year. Because the podcast I listened to was talking about it. But that's another one where he's like, I used to be an ex-assassin killing people all over the world, and then I got tired of it. And then he's like, I gotta save my family, I'm gonna kill everyone. So it's like, so you don't mind that, but you're like, no talking bad about Jesus.
Oh, yeah. It's hard, because I think, and I'm, anybody that's listened to all of our podcasts, you know, we're not very religious, but I think some people, it's hard to be religious because there's this high expectation.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're criticizing him because, oh, he's praying all the time and he's got to do this, but he's doing this and he's not doing that. It's kind of critical.
You know, it would make me laugh if he was in an interview and they were like, well, Mark, what about Thou Shalt Not Kill? And he's like, where's that from? That sounds pretty dumb.
Oh.
And they're like, that's from the Bible. What?
What?
In the movie, it's basically the group of the believers. Mark Wahlberg's like, yeah, we're going to be called the believers. It's like, if we're going to be reincarnated like Satanists here, we're at least going to be called the believers.
Of course.
And the nihilists.
Ooh.
Which Mark Wahlberg, it starts with him narrating and he just sounds exhausted.
He does.
He's like, yeah, there's a group. Have you ever, or he says basically something of like, oh, have you ever thought you had past lives or something?
Something like that, you know? You feel like it's like deja vu or something.
Yeah. Because later he was like, you ever waken from a dream that you didn't think it was a dream because it was so real?
Yeah. Did you ever have a dream and then wake up and then you were actually just really dreaming? So you woke up again, but oh, you were just still dreaming?
I do. And I'm freaking out. I think I've got a brain tumor.
Had a tumor.
Yeah, I've woken up 7 times in a dream. They're like, oh, I'm up. Oh no, there's a dead body in my apartment. I'm waking up. Oh no, there's a dead hooker over there. I'm waking up. And the only way I know it's real is because when I wake up, the hooker's actually dead and smelling bad. That's how I know it's real. I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah, in my dreams, the hooker wasn't smelling because she's been here for 5 days after I got the last one out of here.
Jesus Christ.
But that's the whole thing of the movie, is people that reincarnate and they remember their past lives, which I guess we're saying that everybody incarnates in this world. Just there are some people that can remember their past lives.
Mm-hmm. It starts as a kid, because that's when you're most impressionable.
Yeah, and they could somehow have superpowers because of it.
Yeah, he does some weird thing with his hand. Like, he feels the air?
Yeah, I guess we'll get to that. I mean, the movie starts off with this big car chase. This guy, his name, we find out later, his name is Treadway. He is burning himself with a cigarette lighter in a car. So it says on the Wikipedia that this takes place in 1985. So this, it says, the past life. So do the math here. Mark Wahlberg dies in 85 in his past life, is born, I believe, in 1985. And the main part of the movie takes place in the present life in 2020. So that means in this movie, like 50-year-old Mark Wahlberg is playing a 35-year-old man. I'm older than Mark Wahlberg is supposedly to be in this movie.
He doesn't look 50, though.
He doesn't look 35, though.
No.
I just thought that was funny because I was like, you know, I was reading the Wikipedia and it says 1985, which it does not say. But you think that it's modern day because they have cars and stuff like that that look like present day.
Yeah. As soon as you said 85, I'm like, I'm pretty sure the cars didn't match.
Well,
this is a muscle car that he was driving and it seemed newer.
That's another thing that's weird, is that the believers all have like advanced technology for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Because the
dead
body
storage. Well, the steering wheel, yeah, but they have like a frozen body storage facility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were not on the same wavelength on that, but that's okay.
We finish each other's sandwiches. Yeah, so they have advanced technology. This whole scene goes on for a while. It's just a gigantic car chase of Treadway, a man and a woman, like, supporting him in another car, and Treadway getting chased by, like, the police. It all leads up to him, like, burning out, and he, like, flips this car. You talk about doing his little meditation superpower thing. Mm-hmm. He sticks his hands out, and he's like, oh, the Matrix, basically.
Yep.
And he flips this car sideways, and he jumps out of it at the right time onto, like, a crane.
Yes.
And he catches himself with this badass samurai sword that he's got.
It was a little far-fetched. Terrible. But sure. Sure.
Bad CGI.
We're going to go with it.
Sure. And the man and woman that have been following him, like, helping him out, they get T-boned by a car. The woman says, I'll meet you at the beginning, and they get blown up. And Mark Wahlberg wakes up in 2020 here. 35-year-old Mark Wahlberg. This is where he's like, have you ever had a dream so vivid you thought it actually happened?
Yeah. But it was just a dream, and he just woke up again.
So his, Mark Wahlberg's character's name here is Evan McCauley. He's got quite a bit of a history of, like, he says he's, like, schizophrenic. He carved his name into, or he was, like, carving himself up in his chest, carved, like, look inside when he was young.
Yeah, he's got some mental instability.
Which I think that goes back to another Mark Wahlberg movie. You ever seen that movie Fear with Reese Witherspoon, where she gets together with Mark Wahlberg and he turns out to be a psycho?
No.
I think he ends up carving her name into his body at the end, like towards the end.
Jeez.
That's a pretty crazy movie. I thought it was pretty good. Mark Wahlberg, go figure, plays a good psycho.
Well, I could see that.
Yeah. And they also say that at some point at 16, he tried to kill himself in a car crash, and he survived and has like a metal plate in his head.
Which seems weird. I don't know. I mean, it could happen, right?
So my guess is that, spoilers for the end of the movie, he maybe wasn't getting his memories like everyone else does. And he tried to kill himself to reincarnate.
Well, and the plate comes into play later, so they had to work it in somehow.
The
plate. A car wreck must have been the way.
The plate coming in later, that's so stupid.
This is like deja vu right now.
Yeah. Wow, this is like when we watched the movie.
Whoa.
It's me being like, ah! We get like a short scene of Mark trying to interview for a job at like a restaurant in New York, which I'm guessing is like a it looks like a pretty fancy type place.
It does.
But they're like, we're glad we had you back, but we heard that you put a man in the hospital because he grabbed a waitress's ass, and after that you were hospitalized for quite some time. And he's like, yep, I'm doing better. I'm praying all the time. I just started a new app with Jesus himself.
Taking my medication.
We talk about schizophrenic. He's like, I know Jesus.
We're like this.
He's my best friend. I pray with him all the time. They're like, yeah, sure. But they're like, thank you for coming in. We will call you. And Mark's like, no, you're not. You're not going to call me. And he leaves. And he's basically like at this point broke.
Yeah, I really like this because he's like, I see, you ran a background check on me, so you think you know who I am, but I knew who you were as soon as I shook your well-moisturized hand. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, what is he, pissed off? I mean, yeah, and having mental health issues is not fun.
No.
But, you know, I mean, unfortunately, if you have a past like that, I think it is going to be difficult to get a job.
It is. I mean, I am one of those that have a mental illness, and it can be interesting sometimes.
Yeah, I've been hospitalized before, I'll say it, for OCD, but you know, thankfully I don't think it shows up or has ever given me an issue getting a job.
No, and that was like early in your life, so it's...
Yeah, when I was like in middle school.
Yeah.
So what does Mark Wahlberg do in his free time?
Narrates.
Yes, but he also makes...
He makes samurai swords.
Yeah.
He's never been trained. It's just part of his ability.
Yeah, he's like, you ever know how to do something you've never been taught how to do before? And he's like making this sword, and we flash back to like some Japanese man making it, it looks like in the, you know, samurai time.
Mm-hmm.
And You think because he needs his pills. We see him popping pills here and there. You know, again, like Wicker Man, whenever he has a problem, he pops these pills.
Absolutely.
He's like, I just had a bad dream. Pop.
Yeah.
He's turning into JFK a little bit. I hear just had a bad dream. But he needs his pills, and because he didn't get this job, we find out that he's broke. He can't afford his medicine. So he makes these super 100% authentic samurai swords somehow in New York. I don't know where you would go to forge a samurai sword.
His garage?
Or where would you get the materials, I guess. But basically what he's doing is he's selling this sword. Not even selling. He's trading this sword to a drug dealer to get his pills.
A psycho drug dealer of that.
Yeah, why don't you try and sell it? If it's authentic, everyone throughout this movie, whenever they see it, they're like, my God, that's so realistic. That's like, it's dated back to the Ming Dynasty or whatever. Everyone's like, this is amazing. Sell that. You've got your money. I doubt you'll have to work again. You could keep making them.
It's called eBay.
Yeah.
At that time.
eBay. But because he's giving it to this drug dealer and he's like, I just need my pills, bro. And they're like, this guy's like, oh my God, this is a badass sword. And of course, his girlfriend's making eyes at Mark Wahlberg because Mark's like, hey, if there's a girl in the room, she has to be looking at me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And this drug dealer, like, he's like, stick your hand out. I'm going to cut it off.
Yeah, he, like I said, he's psycho.
Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg intervenes, beats the shit out of him and his security guard.
Cuts some fingers off with the sword.
Yeah, he slices the security guard's fingers off and gives this dude a whole, because the reason why is because he didn't give him all of his pills.
He's trying to screw him.
Yeah, he's like, what about all my pills? And he's like, no, that's all you get. So, you know, Mark intervenes, and he runs away from these guys. And as he's running, he hops like a wall. And before he jumps over to the other side, he, like, starts hallucinating like a mountain.
Yeah.
Like he's, like, sliding down this mountain. And he just decides, like, yeah, I'm going to jump off this mountain right here. And he jumps and lands, like, right on a cop car.
I don't know if it was a cop car, but he lands, like, on his back on a car. And I'm like, my God, that is insane. And, of course, the cops come. Or he's on a cop car. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it was. He just lands on a car and gets arrested.
And then they're like, whoa, why do you have this baggie full of medication and a samurai sword?
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's my pills to make my brain right. Like, these are Xanaxes. Yeah, he gets arrested, and he's in, this is where the movie kind of really starts. He's in a holding cell, and Chiwetel Ejiofor slumming it. He is in so many better movies, although he's not in great movies. Do you remember that other movie we watched with him called The Old Guard? Where, again, also, it's about these people, they live forever. It's got Charlize Theron in it. They're, like, fighting through time and...
Sounds familiar.
He's in that, too. So he's just like, I have a real big thing for the afterlife. I like the idea of people being reincarnated or living forever.
It's the only movies I want to be in.
I guess. But he comes in as Bathurst. And he's all like, oh, do you remember me, Treadway? And Mark Wahlberg's like, my name's not Treadway. It's Evan McCauley.
Now who are you? I've taken my medication. I know. I know what's going on right now.
I took my Xannies. But this is pretty stupid because he lays out a bunch of stuff in front of Mark Wahlberg and asks him to pick which one was his, which is the exact same thing they do to the Dalai Lama.
Oh, really?
When they pick a Dalai Lama, they think like the Dalai Lama reincarnation. They're like, oh, pick an item that used to be yours. And if they choose right, then they're the Dalai Lama.
Holy shit.
So you think Mark Wahlberg was jerking off to this, being like, I'm the Dalai Lama.
I don't know. I feel uneducated. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, Bathurst is Chiwetel's name. And he puts one bullet into a gun and spins the chamber. And Mark Wahlberg just starts guessing. He's like, this toothbrush looks like it would have been mine. He's like, he's like, these steroids definitely would have been mine. He's like, click.
It's like Russian roulette with yeah. the gun.
He's like, these weights definitely could have been mine. He's like, click. But he picks something up and he flashes back to when he was using it or whatever. And Bathurst puts the gun down and he's like, oh, you may be the one. He's like, oh, we can't say the one. We're going to get sued. But Wahlberg picks the gun up and starts shooting at Bathurst, and it's been empty the whole time. He's like, I wouldn't try to kill you.
What? We saw him put a bullet in there. That's weird.
Magic. But I don't know. Basically, the whole plot so far is basically Bathurst is looking for this egg.
Yes. That's right, because that was the beginning. Treadway, he had the egg, and he was talking to the other couple, and, you know, he was trying to get away from the bad guys, too, so they don't get the egg.
Yeah, they're like, where did you hide it? And he's like, I don't remember. I don't know who I am.
And didn't he say, I don't know if it comes up now or later, but, like, right before he died, he said, look inside?
Yeah. Yeah, he keeps saying that, and that's the same thing that Mark Wahlberg carved into his chest when he was younger.
That's right.
But Bathurst is like, well, you can't help me, so he's getting ready to kill Wahlberg, and then this super tank of a car bursts through the door, and...
The wall.
Yeah, the wall, excuse me, not a door.
It was like a brick fucking wall it came through.
And we meet a woman.
Oh, yeah, Sophie Cookson.
Yeah, Sophie Cookson. Her name's Nora Brightman in this movie. She starts shooting at Bathurst, and he starts running away. And, you know, she does the whole Terminator thing to Wahlberg, which is like, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, did you think she was good in this? Like, a good actress?
Not really.
Yeah, no.
But she's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably with Mark Wahlberg. Like, well, we've got this woman. She's pretty, and she can act. And he's like, well, that girl's prettier to me and can't. And he's turning into Christopher Walken. That girl is prettier to me but can't act. Let's cast her in the movie.
That way I can look better.
Yeah. I wouldn't be acting alongside any fives.
No.
I'm a 10.
Get a 2 in here, please. No, I mean, she was okay.
Yeah.
She had, I don't know if it was a stunt double. There were some fighting scenes that I thought she did pretty good in.
Yeah, you want to talk about a woman who is not great and is pretty much wasted in this movie is the woman who plays Bathurst is like second in command. That blonde woman. She really doesn't do anything, and all she does is kind of just like meanly stare at people.
Was it the tall blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just like, meh, I'm angry at you.
I think she's called Agent Shin, maybe?
So there's a huge car chase here, which actually one part of it that I thought was kind of cool was this super tank she's driving is like driving through the police station itself.
Yes.
Which was interesting.
It was. I mean, you don't see that. You don't see a car driving through an actual building, like through the building.
Yeah.
Down the hall.
In the cells.
Crashing everything, probably killing hundreds of people.
Oh, yeah. Tragedy. You just hear it in the news throughout the movie. Be like, investigations into the murder of 35 cops. But
yeah, by a tanker.
So Bathurst does come back in here, and he's got an even bigger super tank of a car chasing them. And they break out of the police station, and, you know, they're playing like chicken with Bathurst. And she's like, take the wheel for a second. And he's like, excuse me? I'm over in the passenger seat. And this wheel, like, goes inside the car and comes back out on his side so he can drive.
It's like a transformer.
It is. Which, again, you just have to be like, well, I guess they have super technology since they've been around forever.
I thought that part was kind of cool, too.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure.
I thought it looked somewhat neat.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Transformers whenever they move. And it was an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
Could it ever be done? No.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So. Too much mechanics going on
Oh,
here.
For sure. This is just a big car chase between her and the cops and Bathurst. And Mark Wahlberg and her work together. And she slides like a bomb underneath these cop cars and creates this gigantic pileup that stops Bathurst from finding them.
Mm.
And Mark Wahlberg's like, can I ask you a question? Who the hell are you?
Like, who's what's going on? I mean, this seems familiar, and I may have to start narrating soon.
You know how much I hate narrating.
It's a bummer, because I have to read. I don't even read the Bible.
Only nerds read. they go to, like, this air hangar here, and she's like, we got to get on this plane. We got to go to this place that'll help you remember who you are. And she's like, what do you think about reincarnation and living past lives? And He's like, reincarnation? He said, that's the spiritual equivalent of better luck next time.
Mm.
And she's like, well, don't you dream in different languages that you don't even know or have never learned? And he's like, that's true, I do.
You got a point, lady.
I believe I dream as being Jesus.
It's Jesus.
I think my best friend would have told me if it was Jesus. At this point, we get Chiwetel in some church.
This is a little weird.
And he's getting waterboarded, which there were no subtitles because people are speaking in a different language at this point. But the blonde woman, tall blonde woman we were talking about comes in here and he has like a cloth over his face and he says he's getting waterboarded with gasoline.
Yes. Can you imagine?
No, not at all.
My word, water is bad enough, but gasoline?
The fumes.
Whew.
And it doesn't even say like why. Like, what is this for? What is he accomplishing for this?
What I got out of it is it allowed him to see things?
I don't know, because the blonde woman comes in and she's like, oh, Mark Wahlberg got on a plane.
Yeah. Like, you're doing this for no reason, because I already know what's happening.
Yeah, which we didn't talk about it, but it's a quick scene of Toby Jones. Again, another good actor slumming it. When Mark Wahlberg gets arrested, he's just this dude sitting in a nice office with a bunch of computers. And he's like, the police found this samurai sword that dates back to, you know, the year 1700s. And it's incredible. And he's like, I think we may have found Treadway. In the plane, you know, they take Wahlberg to this place. They call it the Hub. It's like in a giant rock formation here. And it's where all the infinites still around can come and train. And they were like, we try to make the world better than when we found it. And they're like, the nihilists just want to destroy it. We see Liz Carr, who is in real life in a wheelchair. She was in The Mandalorian. But she is kind of like the head of the infinites here.
I like her.
She's great. But you would think you would really be upset if you could reincarnate multiple times and you reincarnate into like a wheelchair.
Yeah. I'd be like, what's up with this? Maybe next time. Not that it's bad.
No, just better luck next time. No. But they basically tell the whole plot to Wahlberg here. They were like, he's like, they're saying something about an egg. Do I have to go to the store? Do I have to find the egg? Where's the eggs at?
It is Easter.
Today is, yeah.
We're actually recording on Easter. You won't get this for a while, but
is the bunny going to bring it to me? And they were like, no, the egg is a device that can end the world.
Oh my gosh. Why is there even anything like that?
I don't know. Well, basically, as they were like, Treadway and Bathurst were the best of friends. They were like this.
Mm.
And then Bathurst was all like, you know what? Living sucks. And decided, you know, the only way to end the world, end him reincarnating over and over again, is to end the world entirely with everyone in it.
Okay, that's the reason. Not sure if I really like that reason.
No. And you know, the believers don't either.
It seems kind of selfish.
Yeah. So they do this kind of thing where it's like a computer-generated thing where he's like in a park. And they show the egg, which this egg looks gigantic in this image here.
It does.
It's like floating over the park and all these people are turning into dust. Much like in a movie called The Avengers, when Thanos snaps his fingers, people turn into dust.
Yeah.
This looks exactly the same. And the simulation ends and they were like, well, that's what's going to happen. And Mark Wahlberg's like, that felt friggin' real.
That was so real.
They were like, well, that's what Bathurst wants. He wants to find the egg, and we need to know where is it. And he's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, why are you asking me?
They're like, we've got to get you your memories back so we can find out where that egg is and stop Bathurst from getting it to destroy the world. We see Mark Wahlberg training here for quite some time. He's like fighting this dude who is in Game of Thrones for a minute, and he was also in the show Vikings. He's also doing crunches upside down for some reason. They're like, oh, this will help you get your memories back.
Yeah. Well, I think they had to show his body off.
Of course. It's in my contract.
Yeah. Which, I mean, okay. You got a body like that, sure.
Yeah. So we get a little moment here where Mark Wahlberg is fighting the dude from Game of Thrones. And they're fighting, and he keeps flashing back to when Bathurst in the past life and himself in the past life were fighting on the crane. And he gains, like, superpowers and easily beats the dude from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, of course.
And he walks away after he kind of, like, defeats him here. And they're like, he is Treadway. They're like, he is the one. Like, he is Treadway. sorry. And the Game of Thrones guy is like, that's not Treadway. If it was, he would have killed me right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, so Treadway's an asshole.
Treadway, yeah, exactly. He's I was going to say badass, but that's, killing is not really a badass.
Killing your own people. Well, I mean, they reincarnate, so, you know.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll see you in the next life.
Which, you know, think of the logistics of this. Mark Wahlberg, supposedly 35. This Game of Thrones guy is supposedly maybe 30 or 40 years old. Even if they're just training on how to, you know, defeat Bathurst, Mark Wahlberg kills this dude. He's now zero. He's now a baby.
Yeah.
So you're not even going to be able to, like, use him in a fight against the bad guys until, like, maybe 20, 30 years from now.
Yeah, killing him does not make any sense.
Yeah, no. It's like, the timeline sucks, because if, like, one of them dies, then you're like, well, they're out of the game for 20, 30 years now.
Exactly.
So his whole thing is not working to get his memories back, and Liz Carr is like, well, if this isn't working, we've got to take him to the Artisan.
What? That sounds iffy.
Yeah, it actually ends up being one of the better parts of the movie with the actor, but yeah. This is where we see Toby Jones is, like, just drinking hot cocoa in his slippers in front of these computer monitors, and he's like, I agreed to do this movie as long as I didn't have to get up. They call it the Michael Caine clause. I'm not going to stand in this movie.
And you're talking about Toby Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, and even when he tries to stand, something happens and he can't.
Yeah. He's like, okay, you want me to stand? Well, someone needs to shoot me with an arrow right before I get on my feet, because if I stand in this movie, that's another 10 mil.
Yeah, it'll shoot me right through the hand.
Yeah, Bathurst starts shooting Toby Jones from afar, and they come into his apartment, and they're asking, they're like, where's the hub? And I don't know where that voice came from.
Yeah, before they came in, he was going for this red emergency button.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how I know it was an emergency button?
Why?
Because it said so.
Said it on there? Yeah.
Who has an emergency button that is like, emergency button?
I don't know, in a private home like that? Like their home? I mean, yeah, but in a, like an office building, probably, but like your own home, you're like, I know what that button is. I installed it.
And why is it up on a shelf?
And Toby Jones, God bless him, is not. Toby Jones, bless his heart, is not a very tall man.
Right.
So it'd just be funny if we saw he, like, knew something bad was happening and he gets, like, this little ladder out. It's like, gets on the ladder. Couldn't reach it. Goes back, gets a bigger ladder.
It's like, this is not in the training.
Yeah.
How do I get to this thing?
Gets, like, a broom. And he's like, trying to push the button.
One of those claw things, like, yeah. I've got.
And he just keeps getting shot with arrows while he's doing it. He's like, why does nobody help Toby?
It was just weird because, I mean, you know, any kind of panic button is underneath a desk.
Oh, right.
And then that is up there on the wall or up there on the shelf. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, you don't want it to be like right next to you where you're like, oh, I put my coffee down and accidentally hit the emergency button. Now this place is going to blow. But you do want it to be close by.
You do.
He's like, you see that button up there on my 18th shelf? That's the button I press if I'm in trouble.
Don't make me hit that.
You see that ladder right next to it? I gotta climb that ladder to get to it. Yeah, but Bathurst is shooting him from afar with arrows, and they come in, and he's like, well, where's the hub at? And Toby Jones is like, I won't tell you jack shit. And he has a line here where he's like, I remember you, Toby Jones, when you used to gather honey on the fields of Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is like Roman soldier days, if I remember my time right, maybe.
I wouldn't know.
So, speaking of waterboarding, they start waterboarding him with honey. They pouring it down his throat.
Crazy. I mean, I thought gasoline was bad, but I think honey might be a little worse.
Yeah, exactly. And this seemed real. Like, they are pouring something down the actor Toby Jones's throat.
Absolutely.
And he's coughing his little lungs out.
His teeny tiny lungs.
And I guess we're supposed to believe that he gives up where the hub is at this point to Bathurst.
I mean, I would imagine. I would.
Yeah, because, I mean, we cut to the hub getting overtaken by all these dudes.
Yes.
Which Bathurst somehow has his own private army.
Well, of course, he would have to.
Which, that doesn't make sense as well, because it's like, how can you be super mega rich if you're reincarnating into a new person and you're also don't get your memories about what happened until you're, like, in your teens? So how can you be like, you don't know who you're going to reincarnate to, so you can't leave, like, a will saying, oh, I leave it to this person.
True.
Do you just... Yeah, I don't know. Bathurst is, like, super fucking rich. All of the infinites seem to be. They have infinite money.
I guess it's just, like, you have to just rebuild and rebuild and rebuild. And... Or maybe you hide money, and when you're reincarnated, you remember where that money is, and you go get it.
Yeah, and then you put it in the bank, and they're like, excuse me, where did you get this $2 million in cash?
Yeah. What bank did you rob?
A bank in the 1800s.
If it was our competitor, that's fine.
Yeah.
They're okay with that.
I don't know. The logistics of it don't work. Like, someone who's lived forever, yeah. Like, you see vampire movies, and they're always super rich. That makes sense. They've been around forever. You know, they've signed a bank card, and they've got their ID on file. You know, they can go in and be like, yes, I've had this money forever, but an infinite who reincarnates like that, I don't know. Because Bathurst has his own castle.
Yeah, and I think he just hires tall blondes.
Yeah, and also men who wear, like, black gear, like army, not army, but black uniforms.
That's it.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's funny, I'm guessing all these other guys are in on it, that he wants to end the world.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll pay you after I get the egg.
Because we're all gonna die, sucker!
The egg gives you infinite money, so if I turn it on, it'll give me the money that I owe you. But Bathurst takes over the hub here. He and Liz Carr are talking for a minute, and she has this terrible line where she's like, you are the one who is handicapped. Because, you know, his soul and stuff like that are bad and wants to kill humans.
I would say that's a bigger handicap.
Yeah, because Toby Jones, by the way, before he dies, he has like a line where he's like, what about faith? You have to have faith. And Mark Wahlberg's like, oh, I'm getting hard reading this.
The faith?
Yeah.
The faith?
And he's like, you have to have faith. And Bathurst is like, I've had enough faith. I don't need faith anymore.
Oh, boy.
But Bathurst is like, where is Treadway? And they're like, well, surprise, surprise, he's on his way to go see the artisan in Vegas.
Of course.
Which, that sounds like a show.
Yeah, it does.
Friday night at 8 p.m., the artisan.
In Vegas.
We're planning on hopefully going to Vegas. I almost said we're going to go see the artisan. And hopefully we're going to be in Vegas to see the artisan.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hopefully sometime maybe this year, but we'll be going to Vegas. So, you know, we'll be seeing some shows like that.
I'm excited.
The best part of this movie shows up, which is Jason Mantzoukas as the artisan. I mean, he's awesome.
He is.
He's so damn funny.
Everything he does.
Yeah.
Everything. I don't even know that he's done anything bad. And if it's a bad movie like this one, then it's still great.
Right.
He's like, still great.
He is amazing in it, even if the movie sucks ass.
Like, right.
But basically, they're all dressed all sexy-like, because of course you gotta dress like that when you're in Vegas. They go see the artisan who is like in the basement of this casino. And they're like, ooh, well, you gotta be careful with the artisan, because he loves debauchery. Like, he loves pleasure and crazy shit, and, you know, infinite lives, infinite amounts of debauchery. So I guess he likes drugs, sex, women, like whatever he can do to have a good time. They go down into this basement, and it's Jason Mantzoukas. He is operating on a dude, like cutting open his brain.
Yeah.
For some reason.
He's into brains.
Yeah, I guess. But they're like, look, this is Treadway, and Mantzoukas has a line where he's like, oh, Treadway, you cut my head off last time we met. Which, again, Treadway, maybe he's the villain.
Yeah, he seems like an asshole.
Yeah. they're like, oh, well, the artisan, can you help us get his memories back? We need to know where this egg is. And Mandzukas is like, sure, you see that machine over there? He gets in it, it drowns you, and you possibly could get your memories back. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, you'll just die.
Yeah, and come back, I'm assuming. And this is one of the dumbest parts, because there's cameras all around Mandzukas in this underground base they're in. And Chiwetel, he's sitting at a blackjack table, not playing, but he whips out his phone, which is like a super phone where he unfolds it several times. And he's watching the video cameras of them doing this experiment on Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, and we're both like, nah.
Well, you can't sit at a blackjack table not doing anything. There's multiple people playing, and he's just watching this video.
And with an electronic. Like, they probably wouldn't even let you have your phone out while you're
at I doubt a table. It. Maybe he paid them like $1 million, and he's like, here, I don't know where I got this $1 million from since I reincarnated, but here's $1 million so I can just sit here playing on my phone.
Yeah.
So they put him in. They put Mark Wahlberg in, and he dies, basically. You know, he flatlines. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, he's drowning. And one person's like, well, that's what the machine is for.
Right. And of course, the Nora is all like, get him out.
Yeah. They don't. Thankfully, they do not have a love relationship in this movie.
There's some sparks.
Yeah, but thankfully, there's not like a I love you, Nora. I'll see you in the future.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, but there's another woman here. She was like training people at the beginning in the hub when they get there. But it's her, Game of Thrones dude, Nora, and Mark Wahlberg meeting the artisan. And they pull Mark Wahlberg out at the last second, do CPR and stuff on him. And he finally wakes up and he's got his memories back.
Oh my goodness, it worked.
He's like, I remember it all. I want to kill all of you.
Whoa.
Why am I feeling that way right now?
Why do I feel like a murderer?
One thing we didn't talk about that's now a huge plot point is when we're back at the hub, they keep all of the dead bodies of the infinites that have died in the past.
Yes.
Liz Carr is like, well, we want to study us to see exactly how we work and maybe we could help out humanity from our research. And they, you know, pull out this little sliding door and they were like, well, here's your body, Mark Wahlberg. This was you before.
This is what you looked like in your past life.
Yeah, he's like, that's crazy. I was a young man.
Like, it's a good looking guy.
Or maybe he's like, that's crazy. I was an old man. He's like, that body looks like it's 40 and I'm 35.
Yeah.
So why did they show us this body? Because, surprise, surprise, Treadway hid the egg inside of his body, cut himself open, hid the egg inside, sealed it up with the cigarette lighter somehow, was somehow still able to function driving a car and doing sweet-ass moves, mm-hmm. and fighting with the samurai sword on top of a crane, mm-hmm. with this foreign object in his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Not stomach, but just side.
I mean, it all sounds realistic.
Plausible.
Yeah, it could happen.
I mean, like, you know, I thought there's an easier way. Instead of cutting yourself open, he could have just put it right up.
Yeah.
Bend over, buddy.
If he was a female, it'd be a little bit easier.
Because the egg, when we see it, is not that big. It right. is not as big as it was in the you know, computer-generated scene that they show Mark Wahlberg.
You think it's like one of those bigger Easter eggs?
Yeah, it's like a kind of an Easter egg for sure.
Like a larger Easter egg?
It's big enough to where if you cut yourself open and put it inside, like, you would probably have to die right away.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be bleeding pretty good. And at the beginning, I thought, oh my gosh, he's burning himself and it just looks like a little scratch.
Yeah, it's a tiny little scar.
I'm like, what? It's not even bleeding. Like, it was just, it looks like it was an old wound that has already kind of cauterized itself. But he's like, oh, I got to do it again because I'm a badass.
Yeah, and if you cut open a big hole in your side, and the egg, you know, it's big enough to have a big hole in your side, could you cauterize it with a cigarette lighter? That would be a big wound.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's far-fetched, and it seems a little hard to wrap my brain around.
Yeah, well, for sure. Well, now that he's got his memories back, Mark Wahlberg's like, look inside. Look inside. He hid the egg in his body. So they're like, we got to get back to the hub. And Bathurst and all of his goons descend, and we get another fight. For some reason, Mark Wahlberg's like, I'm tired of running. I'm going to fucking finally kill Bathurst here. I don't give a shit. And Game of Thrones guy's like, no, I will stay behind. because the other woman, not Nora, actually gets shot here, and that's how we find that they're all coming down into the basement.
Right, yeah, and I think she dies, but as soon as the Game of Thrones guy was like, I'll stay, you know, because Wahlberg's like, I'm gonna, he's like, I'll stay, Wahlberg's like, okay, bye!
Well, thank you so much. I was hoping somebody would volunteer so I could be like, oh, we gotta get away.
Oh, I was scared that nobody was gonna volunteer and I'd actually have to stay.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Because doesn't, I think Wahlberg gets shot here too at some point.
Yeah, he does as they're leaving.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, you can't, no, Treadway, you're too injured. You won't be able to fight. You gotta go. And he's like, but no, I need to stay here. If you say so, I guess I'll go.
Okay, well, all right.
So Bathurst comes out here. Another thing we didn't really talk about is that Bathurst has this super gun.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they call them a dethroner.
Hmm.
Because you shoot an infinite with it. It downloads their personality into the bullet. And then you can upload the bullet into like this hard drive, keeping them from reincarnating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That happens.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah.
We find out earlier that Nora was the woman in the car at the beginning with the other guy. That other guy was like her lover across time. And when that car got blown up at the beginning, he was dethroned and he has not reincarnated because his consciousness is on a computer.
he's in a computer, y'all. I mean, it's getting wild up in here.
Like, dethroner is all a terrible name as well.
Yeah. Because it's not like you're on a throne. You're just reincarnated.
I don't know. But all that to say is that Game of Thrones guy gets dethroned right here. He gets murdered by Bathurst.
And the thing is that he kills everybody.
Yeah.
All of these, you know, assassins come in and he kills them. But then when Bathurst comes in, like 2 seconds, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, Liz Carr at the beginning part of it, it's like, he's been training for hundreds of years to be perfect in every form of combat. Because they're all training infinites. They're like, Bathurst is the best in every form of combat. But when he's fighting Bathurst, it is super funny. Game of Thrones dude comes at him with like a machete. He's like, shot all these other people. Mm. And then he runs at Bathurst with a machete. And I'm like, shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
He can't stop you if he's a baby.
True. And I don't know. Maybe it's just all like an honor killing.
I don't know.
Do they believe in that? I don't know.
Where he's like, oh, Bathurst is the best. I have to 1v1 him with a knife.
Right. I can't cut corners. You know, this has got to be like back in the 1700s.
Yeah.
So I've got to use a sword or hatchet or whatever.
Which, speaking of which, we do find out of the 1700s, back at the hub at the beginning, Mark Wahlberg, they were like, your name was originally Treadway. And he's like, Treadway? And they're like, it was a fashionable name in the 50s. And he's like, oh, the 1950s? They're like, the 1750s.
You dumbass.
So yeah, Game of Thrones guy and the other girl are murdered here, stored on a computer. And Mark Wahlberg and Nora get away with Jason Mantzoukas.
Mm-hmm.
Nora's like, I'm going after Bathurst because he knows now where the egg is. And if he gets it, I mean, it's game over. Did you see Avengers Infinity War? Everybody gets turned into ash.
We're going to be dust, baby.
This is a pretty funny scene because Nora leaves and Mark Wahlberg does wake up. And we see Jason Mantzoukas like wailing on guitar. And he's like, oh, hey, man, I've got your morphine. And he's like, has Mark Wahlberg's morphine in his arm.
Because Wahlberg's like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, I'm doing your morphine. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And there is an American Dad like that where Roger does take Steve's morphine after he causes Steve to get into a big accident.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty damn funny. So, of course, Wahlberg's like, well, I gotta go get Nora. I'm in immense pain.
Oh, no. Gotta save the day. I gotta be the hero of this movie, son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, the movie cuts back to Bathurst Castle. Chiwetel they're on this plane and they've got the egg loaded into this big kind of machine that has of course, a countdown.
If he's got the egg, why doesn't he just use it?
Use it!
That's the whole point, right?
I know. He's like, well, it's got to go off in 1 hour.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I was saying that too, which the trivia for this movie is very sparse. There's not very much to it. But there is a one that's like a goof. Bathurst doesn't want to keep reincarnating. He has a gun that would stop you from reincarnating. He should just shoot himself.
Oh, well, that's a very good point.
They're like, the movie could just be over.
That is a extremely good point.
Nora starts the assault on this castle. You were talking about like technology that's out of place here. Chiwetel's Bathurst character goes into the corner. He like puts on these gloves. And he starts doing these movements and that activates all these, like, superistic drones.
Oh, yeah.
And he's covered in, like, this computer-generated, like, light. And he's like, hey, yeah, you over here.
That's what he's saying. Hey, yeah, ho, yeah.
You over here, hey.
Yippee-yay.
And Nora, you know, she's getting pinned down by the drones and all these other guys, his henchmen and... Mm-hmm. They're getting fucked up here, but uh-oh, Jason Mantzoukas, flying a gigantic helicopter, drops Mark Wahlberg in, like, this ATV on the ground, and he does the whole, like, Transformers, come with me if you want to live thing to her, and she hops in.
It's payback. Oh, this is where I now have found out that the lady's name is Nora.
Oh, yeah.
Just now.
She says it to her. She's like, I'm Nora Brightman, or it's a Brightside or whatever. I was like, oh, God, what a terrible name. Bathurst has, like, uploaded the others that he has taken into this gigantic computer thing on the wall. Hmm. It's, like, this big green computer terminal that he, like, hooks up the bullets to and stuff. And Mark Wahlberg and Nora are, like, in this little ATV. An evil blonde woman who has barely been in this movie shoots a grenade and just, like, shoots over the dune buggy.
Yeah, scary. Too soon for them to get killed.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark Wahlberg comes out and he's fine, but Nora has been hit. She is hurt. Which, you know, I guess in this type of movie, you could kill your characters off. I mean, everybody pretty much dies, surprisingly, sure. Except Mantzoukas. All these soldiers start running out of the castle, and Mark Wahlberg's got his samurai sword. I don't know how he got it back from the police, but he's got it, and he and Nora take all these men out. You know, Bathurst has taken off in the plane, and Wahlberg's like, oh no, he's going to use that plane. And if I know him, he's not going to set the egg off like right now as a normal person would. We've got maybe like 50 minutes. However long it took me to drop on the ground to get to this castle, minus an hour.
We got that much time.
Yeah. So Wahlberg pulls a motorcycle up and, you know, he takes off on it, goes towards the plane, and Nora and evil blonde woman fight. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise, Nora kills the evil blonde woman.
Right. Knifes her in the belly.
Which we don't know if this evil blonde woman is also an infinite or not.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Nora is about to be murdered by all these soldiers here, and Jason Mantzoukas shows up in his helicopter and just guns them all right down.
Kills them all.
And he's having fun with it. He's laughing and screaming and, you know, having a great time.
Oh, yeah. He's like, let's blow some shit up.
Yeah, he's probably like, I know this movie sucks, but I'm going to have a blast in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Nora here is like, we've got to destroy the hard drives. And yeah, Mantzoukas is like, yeah, let's blow some shit up.
Oh, yeah.
And basically the end of their story, this is going on concurrently with Mark Wahlberg's thing, but basically what they do is they go in, Nora is legitimately dying, but they rig the computer, harvesting all of the, I almost said Eternals, all of the infinites. They rig it all to blow, and Mantzoukas is like, all right, let's go. And she's like, no, I'm not. She's like, I can't, I'm dying. And he's like, all right, well, I'll see you later. And she blows it, and I'm assuming releases all the other infinites.
I guess so. Like, what, in the air? And they just kind of go, whatever baby's being born at that time gets...
Well, yeah, we'll get there.
Reincarnated. Yeah.
So this plane has completely taken off, and I'm like, how the hell is Wahlberg going to get on it with his little motorcycle? But this plane goes by a little cliff, and Wahlberg jumps the cliff onto this plane on his motorcycle, and it looks terrible.
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like he's going sideways, and then the computer that is simulating him doing this glitched. He's like sideways straight onto the plane.
Yes!
It looks awful.
Thank you. I wasn't quite sure how to describe it, but I'm just like, it was so perfect.
Yeah, he's going one direction, and then all of a sudden he, like, glitches in the movie and is going straight on this plane.
Yeah, right on the wing. Does, I mean, you, that would be, like, in a million and one chance.
Absolutely. Well, the motorcycle falls off, and he uses his samurai sword to, like, you know, he stabs into the plane and is holding on to it for some reason. I don't know. The blade couldn't really latch on to anything, I wouldn't think.
Well, it damages the plane.
Yeah, it takes an engine out, and Bathurst starts, like, flipping the plane, and the pilot's like, you can't do that, and he flips it upside down.
Yeah.
And Wahlberg is hanging on to nothing but this sword, upside down, hanging on the handle, and I guess he really got that sword stuck in there somehow.
Sure did.
And once they right the plane, Wahlberg gets up and he starts doing his little meditation thing like he did at the very beginning in the car.
Yes.
Bathurst is like, that's impossible. And I'm like, what? What's impossible? Wait, nobody else in this movie but Wahlberg has done this little Jesus meditation thing.
Yeah, what is it? What does it mean?
Yeah, like it slows the world down to him or whatever. I don't know. They don't explain it.
It allows him to focus better? I don't know.
I guess, but he gets inside the plane, and it's so funny because Bathurst has, like, this egg in the machine, and it's, like, tied up like a little baby in, like, a little jumper.
Yeah.
It's, like, tied to corner to corner.
Yes. It's, like, a little safe or something.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know, but Wahlberg's like, okay, we got 45 minutes left. I can do this. And, you know, Bathurst comes back. They're fighting. He's trying to cut this egg off. And Bathurst shoots Mark Wahlberg in the back of the head with this dethroner. And I was like, oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I mean, obviously he's not dead because something's got to happen here.
Right.
And yeah, Wahlberg gets up and he's like, he has the full bullet in his finger. Like the actual bullet, like that's not how bullets work.
Mm-mm.
Maybe for this, but he has the full bullet in his hand. He's not bleeding from the head. And he goes, he repeats something back where he's like, you must have forgot about me. Metal plate.
Yeah.
I got a metal plate in my head, bitch.
That's what happens. Bullets just ricochet off of it.
Yeah, I have no damage or brain. It'd be funny if he's like, one of his eyes is like crazy. He's like, what happened? Where am I? You remember that scene in Barry when his girlfriend stabs that dude that tries to attack her in the back? And he's like, his eye is bleeding and stuff. And he's like, I can't see. He's like, what's going on? Like, that scene was so visceral to me. So I just imagine getting shot in the head. Like, one of his eyes is blown out. And he's like, the last thing I remember is I signed on to do this shitty movie Infinite. And now I'm in a plane somewhere. Like, was that a real bullet you shot at Mark's head?
Oh, no. And let me tell you, I don't know. There was a while back I was done with the movie. So now I'm just kind of like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
End it already. Would somebody die?
Well, yeah, here we are. They cut the egg thing out and the door to the plane is opened. They're like fighting each other and the egg flies out. Mm-hmm. Wahlberg jumps out of the plane, dives after it, and so does Bathurst.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Bathurst is trying to shoot Wahlberg, but they fight. Wahlberg...
all in the air.
Yeah, it's completely in the air, falling to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Wahlberg shoots Bathurst with his gun. He gets it somehow from him, shoots him with the gun, so Bathurst is trapped in this bullet that I guess is just going to go into the sea forever.
Yeah.
So he can't ever come back, maybe?
Nope.
That'll come back in Infinite 2.
No.
Like, Mark, there's... we got word. This isn't going to be an Infinite 2.
Not going to happen.
Mark takes his sword, deactivates the egg, and everything falls into the ocean. And he has more narration here where he's like, it'd be funny if you just heard him on the mic where he's like, what do you mean I got to do more narration? No, we said it was done. You fucking told me I was done with my narration. So have you ever thought about reincarnation? And after Nora in the room destroys the computers and she dies in the blast, we see, like, babies being born all over. We see, like, a woman in a war-torn country giving birth in the backs of a taxi.
Yeah.
And
that's scary.
Some other people giving birth. And then we see a young man and a young woman, like teenagers, meet at the place where the girl showed Mark Wahlberg. She's like, this is, we called this the beginning. This is where we would always meet when we all died. And we're to assume that, I guess, the computer being blown up now has freed all the other trapped infinites, and she has met back up with her husband again.
Yes, her lover.
And Mark Wahlberg's all like, well, what happens next? The possibilities are infinite.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, well, that's the end of the movie, thankfully.
Nope.
And we cut to this kid in like this duel to the death with these men. They're fighting with like real shit, like swords and knives and stuff.
They're young kids too.
And I forget where they, I think it's like Jakarta maybe, but this guy is like Asian.
Yeah.
Citation needed. And I'm sure Mark Wahlberg didn't know about that because, you know, famously, Mark Wahlberg did almost blind a Vietnamese man in a fight when he was a teenager. Mm. He's like, I'm from an Asian country? I don't fucking think so.
We all mess up, okay?
Yeah, he's like, I pray to Jesus every day about it. I'm getting forgiven. But this kid wins. He's like super good at fighting and beats all these guys. And he's talking to his dad and... You know, we see Mandzukas, who is older. He's got, like, gray in his beard and stuff now.
Oh, yeah. And a man bun, I think.
Yeah, I think so. He's, like, watching from afar while this kid fights. And he comes up to him, and he was like, hey, kid, I am the artisan. Here's my business card I had made for some reason. And he's like, call me when you're older. Like, when you get your memories, I'm assuming.
Right.
And as he starts to walk away, this kid is like, artisan! What took you so long?
Like, what?
And Artisan's like, see you in a few years, Treadway. I'm like, why? He knows who he is now.
I know. Why don't you guys team up? I guess he's, you know, otherwise he's taking him away from his parents.
Which that doesn't make sense, too, because it's like all these people, I'm assuming if their parents are still alive, like this kid that he's now reincarnated to has parents that he's going to, I'm assume, leave to go fight and save the world, which... They don't seem to have to fight and save the world now that Bathurst is gone.
Yeah, what would they do?
I don't know. Well, they, I guess, try and make humanity better, like they said before.
Yeah, true.
But my first instinct would be to try and drag that ocean wherever they might have, you know, landed and try to find that bullet so Bathurst couldn't come back to life.
I don't know. That would be like... quite the needle in a haystack.
Well, they're billionaires or whatever. I'm sure they could maybe find it. I don't know. But there's also a parallel to that movie, The Old Guard, is if you remember Charlize Theron and one of her pupils in that movie, I think they get thrown into a ocean or like a river for witchery, they think, that like, because they won't die. And that one, Charlize Theron, if I remember right, is like, oh, I got away, but my friend didn't. And so she's down at the bottom of the ocean, constantly alive, always drowning.
Oh, yeah.
And if you remember the teaser to that, which I don't know if there's ever going to be a sequel to that movie either, but that lady did get away. She's free.
Yeah, that's scary to think about.
What is it from True Detective? She's awake.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
We're watching True Detective season 4, about to finish it.
Scary.
That's it. They've all reincarnated. I'm sure Bathurst is dead. If they wanted to do a sequel, they could probably bring him back. I don't know what else they would do.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
This movie's not ever going to get a sequel because I think it was universally hated. What did you think about it?
I thought it had some good points. I didn't like it overall.
Yeah.
It's a no for me. But it had some really, really great people in it. You know, Liz Carr, Jason Mantzoukas, Toby Jones, and, oh, that Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that...
I noticed you're leaving one person out of that when you're talking about all the people that were great in it.
Oh. Well, and Bathurst.
No. I meant you're leaving Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're like, Chiwetel... You're like, you go through the whole list, you're like, you didn't say Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I didn't want to mispronounce Chiwetel's name, because I do that a lot. But, like, all these great people, which made the movie a little bit better than I think it would have been. But overall, the plot, I guess you would call it, is just so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. I mean, there maybe could have been a good idea in this. This is based upon a book called, like, The Reincarnation Papers or something like that. Which apparently this dude who wrote the book was so desperate to get this movie made, like this turned into a movie from the book, that he put like something in the book being like, whoever makes this movie will get like a huge cut of the profits.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, well, maybe that's why it's not good. It's like, it's not a good idea to like start like, I'm going to write a book so it specifically gets made into a movie.
Yeah, you can't rush it. The acting was okay. I don't know. It was just overall just like a C.
Yeah, I agree. It's not great. Pretty much you covered it all right there. Yeah, I mean, Mark Wahlberg's not great. He's always in bad movies now, it seems like.
Yeah.
He's proven himself that he can be good, like in The Departed. And I thought he was pretty scary in that movie Fear, where he's a younger man. But I don't know. I think he's gotten lazy and just wants to be in movies for the money, maybe.
I don't know. But either way, I mean, he's doing his thing and he's living his life and whatever he wants to do is fine. But
yeah,
we're going to criticize this movie because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We're going to do us. He's going to do him.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
All right. Well, that was it for Infinite. It was thankfully not an infinite long conversation or an infinite long movie.
So thanks again for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please help us share the word by telling a friend. And if you haven't done so already, please go out and rate and review us on your favorite platform. If you happen to give us 5 stars on iTunes, leave your name and where you're from, and we'll give you a shout out on our next episode. You can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
Hey, everybody. I'm just dropping in here with an edit. We would have told you at this point in the episode that we would be talking about Super Mario Brothers. However, when we went to watch it, we realized that it is not streaming anywhere or able to be purchased anywhere to watch. So we made some changes. We did realize that Rebel Moon Part 2 will be coming out. So a week from today, we will be talking about Rebel Moon Part 2. Yeah, we'll be back to the regularly every other week after this. But we wanted to get it out early so you didn't have to rewatch Rebel Moon by the time that we would get around to it in our schedule. So next time, we'll be talking about Rebel Moon Part 2. See ya.